You ready? Let's go. I wanna hear some new soul, so I had to check. Pushing soul with DJ D, Poison Hef. They play that classic R&B, that's the kind I like. I play it every time I wanna get in the vibe, okay. Even play some funk, that's the style I want. Indie R&B too, you know how the crew do. Hey, talking and mixing and steady on the roll. DJ D, Poison Hef, and this is Pushing Soul.
What's up, everybody?
Pushing.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, Pushing Soul, we're back in the building. You know what we do. Well, I talk. But you know what DJ DePoise do? You know, the hottest DJ out there, Mr. Blend for Blend himself, doing his thing. And by the way, for those who don't know who this is, this be that standing boyfriend, the man you love the most, the man you just want to hug. Jefe Chulo!
Why'd it get so much louder for you?
Sound like I'm going to, I'm about to wrestle or something, like sound like The Rock. Like, can you smell? Chulo is in the building. And my partner in crime, Mr. Blend from Blend himself, Sensei's on the ones and twos.
DJ DePoise
on everything. DJ DePoise. Like I said, my DJ. My favorite DJ, you know. I'll be like the Fresh Prince, and he would be we won't do it that way. Or I could be like Run, and you could be like Jamma. I won't do it like that. But hey, shout out to everybody listening. And on one of our shows, you was talking about Mary, one of my exes, overtaking Gerald Levert when it comes to number one song.
Yeah.
On the charts.
Top 10 charts. Most top 10 songs.
Was that one R&B. Just for the R&B? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
And that last record she just dropped pushed her over. Not sure how that is, but okay. If y'all say so. That wasn't one of my favorite Mary records. I mean, her latest release, it wasn't. It was okay. It was okay. I've heard her do better, but you know. We just happy to have a new Mary record, I guess.
Yeah. And I do apologize. You know, I was hoping to be in the studio with the new Playboy magazine this month. Has that came out yet? I didn't check. You know. But because Tiana put me on the cover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we got support. I got support. So I will go ahead and buy everybody in the studio a Man, we got support.
You get me in trouble.
Oh God. Tamia, you remember the songstress Tamia?
Yeah.
She got a new project out. Her new album is dropping called Passion. Fire.
I love that album. I've been rocking that all since yesterday.
Rock great thing. What did you do? When have you been? Been rocking an album?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to play one of the songs in the mix on it, Jay?
Of course.
Oh, of course. Okay, so. Another thing. You know, I'm always giving birthday shouts out to the different celebrities that we come across when it comes to this music thing. And I have to give this celebrity a shout out, because if I don't give out this person a shout out on an R&B show, you know how much grief we would get. So let me make sure I have her correct name. Okay.
Betty White.
she go by Jalece Knowles. Oh, her first name, Beyonce Jalece Giselle. No, Giselle.
Yeah.
Knowles Carter. Shout out to Beyonce.
What?
She had a birthday on the 4th of this month. You know, we wasn't on air, but you know, so I have to give her a shout out. If I don't get the queen, yeah, belated birthday, I will sing to her, but I don't want Jay to put a hit on me.
Huh.
Beyonce turning 37. But you're like, oh, you can sing to her, but
she still ain't 40.
Man, I could swear they changed Beyonce age. They changed. I think they're changing her age. They changed
who,
her age.
Me?
No, not you yet, but I think they changed her age. But, so you trying to say, you know, on the other show I saw happy birthday to Roxanne, the producer, being the owner of another station. Shout out to B-Box Radio. I gave her a song to her birthday. Her birthday song. And, I can't do the same thing as Beyonce, because I ain't afraid of Jay. Kanye was afraid of Jay. Why should I be afraid of Jay? So here you go, Beyonce. Here you go, your birthday song. Happy birthday to Happy birthday to you. Happy. Why do every black person sing that song for Happy Birthday now? Not for Dr. King.
I don't know.
But we got to make it for everybody else's now, right?
Right.
We've been doing some crazy stuff. Hey, it's time for Get Some Music Played. Hey, this is Pushing Soul. You know who's up. That's DJ DePoulos, the Platinum DJ. Follow him on all the social media platforms. And you, after you hear this mix, you will know why. DJ, it's your show. Pushing soul.
Yeah, I'ma give it what you want. Let me give what you need. That's love.
DJ D-Boys in half.
Baby, I adore you.
D-Boys.
Gave you my love, no matter. kind of scared me. It was kind of crazy. I would always think the worst. Knew I had a lot to learn, but you just hugged me. Oh baby, you're so lovely. Oh, you came and rearranged my whole picture. Was not the same. You changed the dynamics of my heart. Trust and truth drew me to you, and your faith makes me feel safe. For that reason, I give you my
R&B, soul, and neo soul in the mix. This is Pushing Soul.
How to treat you right. All those
Pushing Soul Radio.
Yeah.
We're back. Hey, that's that DJ DePoy's mix. I know y'all feeling it. I know y'all moving out there. Because, yeah, y'all feeling it, man, bro. You been putting that work.
Hey, me?
Yes, you. Before we went to that first set, I gave a shout out to the Queen Bee, Beyonce. But I forgot to mention my queen. And I gotta give her a shout out. I gotta make sure I get her name right. Miss Natalie Renee McIntyre. Her birthday was on September the 7th this year. Natalie Renee McIntyre.
Natalie Cole?
No, Natalie Renee McIntyre. AKA my boo, Macy Gray. What? You know how I feel about Macy Gray. Not mad. Well, I'm glad that she stopped. I kind of get this out here. Record company, stop playing with my emotions and stop playing with my feelings. You know Macy's album was supposed to come out on the 7th, and y'all going to push it back to the 21st. I am fuming, bro. I went to the store. I'm like, hey, y'all got that Macy? Hey, huh? So then... I had to call up Macy. I'm like, Macy, what's going on? She's like, wow, yeah, you know how they do it, half. And I'm like, boy, they tripping.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
How many kids does Macy Gray have?
None of them mine, but.
I didn't even know she had kids.
Let's just ask her how many kids Erica Badu have.
7?
12, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think Macy has... I'm not sure.
I didn't even know she had kids, but apparently she has quite a few. I was like, what? Macy?
You know, so I'm gonna have to Google that to see how many children she has and get back with y'all. But I know there's no half-age with her. She was tripping then. But shout out
that
to
was before. Yeah.
Well, that was before that, before and after. But shout out to Macy Gray. She's 51 now. Yeah, she's 51. Also shout out to Macy Gray. You know, cause they dropped a snippet of her one of her singles called White Man on her album that she's bringing out. And it was geared towards your president. President Trump.
Oh.
And this is one of the lyrics that says in here. It says, white man, I am not your grandmother. I am from the city of Canton, Ohio. Oh, she's representing. I'm just a lady. Ooh. And I think like a man.
Macy?
Macy, this is what Macy's saying.
Oh. That's why our album got pushed. Just for that, it won't be coming out, Macy. I used to like you. You used to perform at the Trump Towers. Never again.
And then she says this. She says, you're hating me. And I don't understand. You judge me, and you want to send me to hell. God is my father, and I've got my bail. You come for me. Let me make it clear. I will whoop your woo woo woo. That's what Macy said. I will whoop your woo 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 if you come for her. So she's making it personal to somebody. So shout out to Macy, Miss Gray.
So apparently she has 3 kids.
3 kids?
2 sons and a daughter.
Okay. Well, she's 50. She can't have no more.
Not necessarily.
Well, we'll find out.
Any of those yours?
No, mine.
That you know of?
No, no, mine. That's one thing I was always afraid of, bro. That one day someone could pop up. This kid, like, you're my daddy. I was always afraid of that, girl. I was so... I think that's like the one of the worst case scenarios that a person can hit you with. That can still happen. I got hit with that one time before.
It can still happen. But now it'll be, I'm your grandkid.
Who's your daddy? Who's your mama? Now, I ain't gonna lie. There was a situation that happened to me once before, bro, where, you know, a person from a long time ago, they hit me up with the thing like, you know, I was always fond of their daughter. You know, I knew their daughter's growing up. Her daughter growing up. No. Yeah, I knew her daughter growing up. And she hit me one day, like, you know that's your child, right? I was speechless. But then she said, I lied to you. I just want to get you back for making me feel bad. So you was miserable and bitter with me, and you just want to throw that out there like that. I said, okay. Okay. That's good.
Right.
That's good. But needless to say, have Chulo, I just don't leave it like that. But like I said, shout out to Macy Gray for your birthday.
She's 50. Wow. Okay.
Looking good. So that's my queen. You know, I had to do the people's queen, Beyonce. I had to do my queen, Macy.
All right. Happy birthday. Oh, yeah.
Ayo.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing she does. She always represents Canton. She never, you know, steered away from Canton.
Football Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
You know. Football, the first football game is played there every season to get the season started out. But yeah, so. Oh, it's my time. Get back to some. Get this work back in. Okay, you know what time it is. It's about the time for DJ DePoys to get this work in. You're listening to Push and Soul, and we'll be right back after, I guess, his mix. Push it.
Soul in the mix. This is Pushing Soul.
Jezebel, this Brixton queen, living the life like a backstreet dream, telling the lies when the truth was clear. I think she knew what I wanted to hear. Spin them around like a weed on fire, walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at, there's no escaping me.
comes of every man's life. You're gonna do wrong. I made a mistake, girl. Just let me explain. I can't believe it, although I did it. I have never been that kind of man. Oh no, I must admit it. I wasn't with it.
studio, pushing soul. Woo wee, man. I almost stood up, started doing crip walk.
You about to praise dance?
That's what it was. I was gonna praise Thug dance, like I'm in the club though. Man, that track was fire, man. Man, that whole mix was fire. Shout out to everybody that's been listening and hanging out with us. We do this every week, but DJ DePoise does this nearly every day. You know, continue to support him, follow him on social media. This is the DJs of DJs of DJs. So, shout out. Yes. Man, I forgot what I was gonna say. Y'all can continue to follow us on social media. You can follow me, Hef Chulo, on Instagram, IG, and also on Twitter. And you can follow our shows on Hustle Brand ENT. I will be having my the other shows will be coming back around pretty soon, such as Fat Tuesday, Real Talk Blasters, Out the Lab, Push the Soul, Soul Hustles, Sire Hustles. Hey, this is all us. This is what we do. So continue to follow us.
Well, I just see this meme. When you pick your boy up from your girl, his girl's house, and he lets 7 seconds of silence go by before he yells, "I effing hate that beat."
Oh, she got him mad. Don't want to say nothing.
He's like, "What's wrong, man? Hello?"
It's silence.
"What's wrong, man? Man."
I think I've been in that section, but I don't know. I came out cussing. I don't know.
Get on my nerves. Just immediately went in.
Just immediately. Because I would have probably told you to come and pick me up. Or I'm walking, you picking me up.
I couldn't wait. Bruh, I was on my way. I come around the corner, you walking. When did you tell me to come get you?
I can't even do it. I'm trying
to
leave. She
was tripping, yelling out the window.
Before she called the police on me, I'm out. But, you know, shout out, man. Just love. Let's learn how to love. Learn how to take care of one another. There was something I was going to ask you about. Man, it just escaped my brain. I guess I can't be drinking that much in the studio and trying to remember stuff.
You're going to have one for the road?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you'll just keep.
Hey, I'm just sitting here chilling with my big brother.
Take it
That's
with
the name
you.
Of the beer. Big Brother Beer. I'm just sitting here sitting with,
yeah, you take it with you. Put it in the car.
My big brother. Yeah, sitting here with my big brother. That's why I keep telling everybody. Sitting here with my drinking with my big brother. And that's the name of the beer. Big Brother. That's a good name for a beer, bro.
Aldi's. Shout out Aldi.
Shaldi.
They sell them at Aldi.
Aldi what?
Aldi store.
No, they don't sell it at Aldi.
Yeah. That's the only place you're going to find it.
Big Brother's at Aldi.
Look, I need a case.
I need a case. I'm going in there buying all of them. I'm going to buy the whole thing. But yeah, so, hey, it's been a great week. DJ DePoise, how can they follow you on social media?
DJ DePoise on everything.
That's that Blend for Blend. That's the DJ right here, Mr. Sensei himself on the ones and twos. And man, I am killing me that it escapes me what I was going to bring up, because I was going to bring up the truth about a lot of things. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to Colin Kaepernick and his deal with Nike. And let me explain this to a lot of people. Everybody, you got a lot of these people like, I don't believe Nike is paying him all that. He's been on Nike payroll for the last 2 years, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he never lost his endorsement deal, even though he got fired. And even though he never got picked up by another NFL team, he never lost his endorsement deal by Nike, and Nike kept on paying him. He's like, okay, well, we keep on paying you, so we might put you to work, let you talk.
Right.
And that's what they did. But the funniest thing is all the memes going around with different people, with, you know, using their face, and then, you know, saying their quotes, you know, just do it with Nike. So shout out to Colin Kaepernick for that. And, he deserves it. He deserves it. Also shout out to, like I said, our faithful listeners who hang out, who bang out with us daily, weekly, monthly, and even hourly. You know, shout out to y'all too. DJ, I am so, and I'm like, man, this is a great subject to talk about this, and I am so mad that I don't remember that exact issue, because I think it had to do with your president. My fault. I think DJ heard that behind the music.
Thank you for coming out. God bless.
Oh, you doing like, you do Russell Simmons? Until next week,
we are out of here.
Pushing soul.